WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to The Humanity of Sales. I'm Heather Hansen O'Neill, and we have an exciting show for you today with leaders from both Ground Zero and Tidelands Health. But before I introduce them, I'm going to share briefly what The Humanity of Sales is all about. It's a new show, but the concept isn't. I have been working on this for several years. Well, technically, I've been helping leaders successfully navigate change for 25 years, but with all the recent changes in the world, my focus has turned to better understanding the human side of sales and business. And each week at 10 a.m. on Sundays, I'll be shining a light on local companies who are doing the right things to support their people, their customers, and this community. So if you have a question, a topic that you're interested in, or know of a company who deserves some recognition, please let me know. Reach out to me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. Now, one of the things that fires me up is the research that my team has done to demonstrate the correlation between doing good and profitability. And I am going to share with you different tips and nuggets over the next several weeks so that things that you can try in your businesses. And in particular, I just want to encourage everyone to go out there and seek humanity. Look for the moments when people are doing things over and above, where people are being kind, they're doing good things in the world, because that's when we start to notice and we start to expand it as well. And that is my goal. And now it's time to introduce you to two amazing guests. Originally from Ohio and now residing in Myrtle Beach, Stephanie Sebring Wilson is an accomplished professional with a strong commitment to both business and ministry. With a bachelor's degree in business and currently in her second year of an associate degree in ministry, Stephanie merges her expertise in organizational leadership with her passion for faith-based work. As the advancement director for Ground Zero, Stephanie plays a pivotal role in donor acquisition, nurturing relationships, and enhancing brand awareness. Stephanie uses her own story to inspire teenagers to make different choices, guiding them through the complex decisions that they face and aiming to equip them for a successful and fulfilling future. The work that she does at Ground Zero is amazing. And Don Bryant is a director of strategic communications at Tidelands Health, the region's largest healthcare provider with 4 hospitals and more than 70 outpatient locations, more than 2,500 employee, physician, and volunteer partners work side by side with their communities to transform the health of our region, promoting wellness, preventing illness, encouraging recovery, and restoring health. So we are in for a treat today with both of these amazing leaders. So Stephanie, I would love to start with you. Now, I'm very familiar with it, and I am sure that a lot of our listeners are familiar with it, but there may be some people out there who aren't. So if you can share a little bit more about who is Ground Zero and why? Why is it important that our community knows that you're here?
Well, thank you, Heather, for the invitation to take part in your program. I am very fortunate to be joined by Dawn. So we're looking forward to sharing a little bit with you today. And yes, so Ground Zero, our tagline is that we are a place where every teenager can go, belong, and grow. And we do mean every teenager. The only requirement to enter our doors is that they be enrolled in middle school or high school. And we use a pronged approach to capture their attention, to get them in the building and get them to having fun. We use life-changing experiences and we try to nurture relationships with our students in order to make a positive impact in their lives, cultivating both their faith and hopefully then transforming their futures. I think it's important that the community know that we're here for a couple different reasons. First of all, if you're not a parent or a grandparent of a teenager, you likely, as an individual out in the Myrtle Beach community or along the Grand Strand, encounter teenagers. So while we may not always understand what they're going through, what we can do is we can offer different opportunities for teenagers where they are now to prepare themselves for their future. So here at Ground Zero, we have several different teams. We have a coffee shop. We have a cafeteria. We have a production booth. We have a retail store. So the community is given the opportunity to come into our building and experience all of that. But the uniqueness of our venue is that our students are actually trained from a workforce mobility aspect to learn things that they can't learn in school. They can learn to run the coffee shop, they can learn to run the cafeteria or the production booth, or even work in our retail shop. So those are enhancements to our students that aren't even faith-based. We're just pouring in to the students that are in our community and making sure that they have a place where they can go, they feel safe, they can have fun, and we can, as adults, pour into them and build relationships with them. And honestly, the adults are nurtured as well.
Yes, you know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, Stephanie, because I think that, you know, we talk a lot about mentorship and some things like this type of a show, right? And we talk about the impact that that has on the students or up and coming leaders, but it's reciprocal, right? We get just as much out of it as they do. And I just want to reinforce what Stephanie's talking about here with the transformation, just having a safe place to go. Being surrounded by loving people who care about them, giving them tools so that they don't have to feel alone. One of the times that I visited Ground Zero, I was learning a little bit about someone who was going through a really rough time and felt like this was their home, you know, someplace that they could come and they could share and they could learn and they could grow. And I just love what you're doing there. It's such important work. Now, Dawn, how does Tidelands Health support Ground Zero?
Yeah, well, Heather, it's actually just a natural partnership, a natural fit. You heard some of the great things that Ground Zero does for folks in our community, but they've done a tremendous job with the Dragon Boat Festival. And it's grown into a go-to event every spring in Myrtle Beach. I mean, the temperatures are starting to turn and get nice. People are itching to get outside and get active again. And we support that. We've had a partnership with Ground Zero probably 6 or 7 years as a sponsor during the Dragon Boat Festival. We love the finish line. We're the finish line sponsor, and
Oh, that's
we think
awesome.
that's the greatest spot to be because we feel like as folks are coming across that finish line, we're almost like, yeah, you've done it. You're there. So we kind of get to celebrate with them for accomplishing that goal. And so we enjoy this partnership. We're proud to be part of such a signature event in our community every spring. I mean, I think 9, 10,000 folks
Wow.
come out and enjoy that day. And folks are able to participate, get their exercise in that dragon boat, right? But if you're not in a boat, you're out there cheering. I mean, these competitions are pretty intense. And so it gets you up and cheering and even just walking around taking in all that the festival has to offer. It's at Grand Park at the Market Common, and so they have that great trail out there that you can walk to get some exercise, and that really aligns with what we want for folks in our community. We want them to be active. We want them to be healthy, and that event really helps them do that.
I love that. It does. It definitely aligns with that healthy lifestyle and everything that Thailand's believes in, right? And so I
Mm-hmm.
want to just point out, I was not able to go this year because I had an event out of the area. And talk about that competitive spirit, Dawn. Some of my business friends were crazy with how competitive they were with this dragon boat. And so I am committed to making sure that I'm going to be involved next year because it just seemed like so much fun. Now, Don, I'm going to come back to you because I know Ground Zero is just one of the things that Thailand's contributes to. Before we go to our commercial break, if you could share just a little bit about the Thailand's Community Care Network and some of the amazing things that you're doing with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, partnerships, we're better together,
Yes.
right? And so we are proud to have so many great partnerships in the community, including with the YMCA of Coastal Carolina, Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Carolina Country Music Fest. Partnerships is again, we're better together, right? But one of the innovative approaches that we established a little more than a decade ago is called the Tidelands Community Care Network, and that's a public-private partnership. We have about 40 partners who have joined us in this network, representing government agencies, community groups, faith-based organizations, and we come together and we're united in the mission of helping those who don't have insurance or are underinsured. Get access to the health care that they need. And sometimes when you're working with an individual, it may be that the transportation to their medical appointments is a challenge. And so we have transportation partners part of the network to help meet that need for folks. Or if they don't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, we have a partner at the table who can help meet that need too. So we have care navigators who work with these patients, again, who don't have insurance or are underinsured, to identify some of those challenges and then bring solutions for them so that they can get that needed health care and other support services to have to live a healthy life.
Thank you so much. Now, make sure listeners to stick with us because we have more from Dawn Bryant of Tidelands Health and Stephanie Sebring Wilson of Ground Zero. We'll be talking about ways that you can get involved and how supporting an organization can help bring you business. Come back. We'll see you on the other side.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. In case you're joining us halfway through the show here, I am talking with Stephanie Sebring Wilson of Ground Zero and Dawn Bryant from Tidelands Health. But I'm coming back specifically to ask Stephanie a question. We were talking about the amazing work that Ground Zero has done to help teens in the area. But I wanted to find out, I know that you specifically have a passion for the faith-based ministry side of it. Do you want to share anything about your journey and how it's contributed?
Sure, absolutely. So, our ministry is specific to middle school and high school students, and those are probably the most tumultuous years of any of our lives. Those are the times when we are seeking who we are, trying to figure out where we fit in, trying to belong somewhere. And in doing so, sometimes we're moved through messages from other people or now social media. So, what Ground Zero attempts to do is to be an active, very loud voice in that messaging to let students know that you do belong, you do have a purpose, and there are people here who love you, even if your home environment is less than perfect, which I think that would describe all of us. And my story is just very briefly, I was a senior in high school and ended up pregnant. And so I had a daughter very early in life. that will change the course of your life. And of course, now you have an additional person that you're responsible for. I was extremely fortunate in the fact that I had loving parents who obviously were devastated, but very supportive. And through lots of years, I think my daughter Victoria and I lived with my parents for the first 4 years of her life. I was able to get us on some solid footing to move forward. That is not everyone's story. And I think I know the things that contributed in my life to those decisions that I made, to go outside of what I knew was right, the way my parents raised me. And I think a lot of students may seek approval, belonging, acceptance from things that may not be good for them long term. And I think in those years where we're teenagers, we can't see as far as we need to in order to make some really good decisions. You know, we're acting on emotion, most likely, most of us teenage girls, or we're acting on something that we believe to be true that really isn't. One of the things that I grew up believing, which was completely self-induced. It was not conducive to the way I was raised or what my parents had to say about me, was that I was never enough. And so I think I always sought ways to be enough, and in doing so, created some relationships that weren't good for me long term. But that's the element of my life that contributed to an intense desire to make sure that I was available to share myself and my story with students. And it doesn't have to be that specific situation, but it could be any culmination of decisions that students are making or contemplating, where we here at Ground Zero, there's a staff of seven of us that we just really want to have some input into what their thought process is and try to help guide them so that they can come to whatever realization on their own is best for them. So we're not trying to create the result for them. We're trying to guide the thought process so that they can begin to make better decisions on their own, even when they're not at ground zero.
I think that's the key, is that you're not telling anyone what to think. You're
Right.
just encouraging options so that they can think on their own and make the right decisions and have a process in place for what to do when it comes down to it. And I just want to say, people sometimes will look at you and me and Don and anyone else out there right now and think, oh, they've got it together, right? But being transparent and sharing those decisions that maybe we needed help with ourselves, that's actually how we connect. And that's part of the humanity of sales. It's about connection. And it's about not necessarily doing everything perfectly, but if something happens, coming back and having that human connection and saying, I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to make this right for you from a business perspective, from an individual perspective, from across the board. That's what this is about. And actually, Don, if you don't mind, I know I'm throwing this at you and you may not have all of the statistics or anything, but when it comes to, for Tideland's Health, can you see or do you, the business side of it, of why it's important or any examples that you have on doing the right things for your people, your customers, or your patients, or whatever it might be, and the community, how that's important from a business side too, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I just have to, commend Stephanie. What a powerful testimony, testimonial, and stories like that connect people. They connect communities, and so we have a very robust system here of telling some of those compelling stories, especially of our patients. And that kind of gets to what you're asking about, Heather. The stories, we could say all day that we can impact lives, and we have the goal, our mission is to help people live better lives through better health. But hearing it from those patients who agree to share their stories is a powerful tool to just show the life-changing, life-saving work that our team does every day. Because again, they are dedicated to and united by that mission to help people live better health.
You know,
And we're a not-for-profit hospital system, and which makes those partnerships with Ground Zero and others so very important.
I love the story. It's always about the story, right? So I'm very glad that you collect those stories and share them, and because we can take that mission statement, and when you got to the part where you were like, it's almost like you're reading the mission statement. That's what we have on the walls, right? What organizations have on the walls, but then activating it, taking it off the wall and utilizing it in our everyday lives and interactions and the decisions that we make for better care or better connection or better business or whatever it might be. That's the key. That's the key to the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Now, if you want to think about if there are any stories that if Not any, obviously not using names, but if there's one particular story that touches your heart, I'm going to come back to you, Don. And in the meantime, I want to ask Stephanie if there are other groups of people who can benefit from Ground Zero besides teens.
Certainly. So while our focus is teenagers, we also know that we cannot reach all the teenagers in the Grand Strand. So one of our heavy focuses is on our local area youth workers and volunteers that work with youth. So we support them. We have resources available to us here at Ground Zero, where we can bring in nationally known speakers and other types of events and host those for the local area youth groups. We invite them to a lot of the different things that we do on a monthly basis. And probably one of the bigger events that youth groups are a part of is our snowball fight at the end of the season, at the end of the year. So that had approximately 300 students in attendance last year. So that is a very loved event. Of course, the Dragon Boat Festival is another area where we invite local youth to come in and their youth workers, volunteers that, take care of those students. So we definitely have a youth worker network that is robust. The other group that can benefit are our local area businesses. So as I mentioned, we have some workforce mobility opportunities here in the building. We love to partner with local businesses in order to give our students an opportunity to be employed either for the summer or right after high school. So those are a couple of the areas that we touch outside of students.
That is wonderful. I love to hear this. One of the that's a sweet spot for me. I think that I started something called L Focus Leadership for our children's ultimate success many years ago, and it's helping to make those connection points between the business community and the up and coming leaders who maybe haven't gotten all the tools and need them to be able to come into the workforce, but also bring themselves, like who they are and their viewpoints and their perspectives and their passions, I think is really, really important. I love that you're doing that. Dawn, did I give you enough time to come up with a cool story?
I tell you, we have so many wonderful patients who are so appreciative of the care, who are so willing to share what they've gone through. And sometimes it's emotional. It's an emotional journey for some people to share those patient story, their stories as patients. We do have a collection of them on mycarolinalife.com where you can read some of those stories. But just to highlight a couple, we've had some that, they've patients or struggle to figure out what's going on. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I having these horrible headaches? And they are referred to our neurosciences team, who are able to use the latest technology to determine exactly what's going on with them. And it's life-changing, it's life-saving, and they're able to get their quality of life back. October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right around the corner, coming up quick. We're gearing up for our In the Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Walk at Brook Green Gardens this year, October 19th. But you'll be able to hear some stories of the survivors who have been through breast cancer. They'll share details of their journey during that event. It's in its 19th year, and it's a very inspiring day to hear what these folks have been through and coming out on the other side. And so, like I said, it's an inspiring time to hear those stories, to remember folks who we've lost to breast cancer. And by participating in that event, the money raised goes to our Tidelands Health Breast Care Fund, which helps provide mammograms and other breast care services to folks in need in our community. So be sure to hop on tidelandshealth.org and go ahead and register for that event October 19th. It's at a new location this year at Brook Green Garden. So we're really excited about that. But again, you'll be able to hear directly from some survivors about their journey there.
Wonderful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And also, could you share one more time the link that you said for hearing the stories?
Yeah, so we have a couple of different websites. So tidelandshealth.org is the place where you go to register for the In the Pink Walk, and you can find care locations and providers. You can also do that through our My Tidelands Health app. We have another website that's focused on health and wellness called mycarolinalife.com.
Okay.
And that's where you can see some of those really compelling stories from some of the patients we've been able to help.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dawn. I appreciate that and all the work that you do there. Stephanie, what are some ways that people can get involved? If they just like one person right now listening, thinking, okay, well, this is the way I want to seek humanity. Like what would you suggest for them?
There are so many ways for individuals to get involved. Some of those include becoming a volunteer. Our website is myground0.com. And if you just simply click on Get Involved, there are lots of opportunities there. Obviously, because we deal with students, there's a background check that's involved, but you could almost start within a week. And the other ways to get involved are just to come to some of our events. So very quickly here in September, we have our Comedy for a Cause on the 24th. It's a Tuesday evening. There's no cost to attend, but we do need for them to register. They can do that by going to our website and clicking on Comedy for a Cause and filling out the registration form there. We also have a couple concerts coming up. So if people enjoy Christian music on the 29th, we have 10th Avenue North. And then in October, we're bringing Big Daddy Weave in. So
Ooh.
again, these are nationally known artists that perform on our stage. And the uniqueness of our venue offers a VIP seat to almost everyone who comes. It's a very close, intimate concert environment. One of the other ways that they can get involved, of course, is becoming a monthly partner. Whether you're a business or an individual, we have monthly partner programs. And, we depend on the sustainability of our monthly partners because we are not a church. We're not supported by any one church. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Dragon Boat Festival. And while that is a wildly successful event for us, it only raises about 23% of our annual operating budget, and you can't just do events and be a thriving nonprofit. So our nonprofit is in its 25th year of operation this year, so going into year 26. So we really rely on the monthly businesses and the partnerships that we have in order to continue to provide the free food and the free drinks and the free environment that we offer here for all of our students. So you can become a volunteer. You can come to our events and become a monthly partner. You can actually volunteer at events, or you can just simply make a monetary donation. But all of those things are on our website at myground0.com.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Big, big thanks, gratitude to Stephanie Sebring Wilson of Ground Zero and to Don Bryant from Tidelands Health, our amazing guest today. And we have had a wonderful time. And I'm just going to encourage everyone to go out to seek humanity, to follow your heart, and to do the right thing because it will come back.
Be sure to join us next week. I have some tips for you, and I'll be interviewing Tammy Hardy. We might even be talking a little bit about adventure. Don't miss it.
You've been listening to Heather Hansen O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.